Hi, everyone. I'm Laura Clark, your Soulwise Living Mentor, and welcome to this call on creating and embracing 2014. It is 2014, can you believe it? Earlier in my life, much earlier, when a new year came, I used to be so flabbergasted. I couldn't believe that the calendar was turning, that so much had gone by and it was a new year. And I guess that's because I never really felt like I had accomplished much or achieved much. I had set the bar so high, and I was always looking ahead and not looking behind, that I never felt like I had much success. But that is certainly not the case anymore, and it's been a while since I've ever felt like that. And it's because I've learned how to create and embrace time as a function of life. See, life is all about cycles. The cycle of a year, the cycle of a month, the cycle of seasons. And if you can look at that and embrace it and create your life rather than react to as a function of a cycle, you get so much more out of it. You find so much more joy and you discover abundance and you manifest all of your desires. So tonight, I'm going to show you a simple process that gives you clarity into this thing people call manifestation, into creating and embracing your cycle. And this one, because we're kind of looking at the beginning of a new year, embracing the cycle of the year. We're going to look at a three-step cyclical approach to how manifestation works. And the sequence to this cycle is actually quite simple. It goes like this. Look back and feel blessed. Then, vision quest and cement. And then, create and take action. Rinse and repeat. So, it's look back, feel blessed, create your vision, and take action. Rinse and repeat. It's as simple as that. So, I'm done. I can go from the call tonight because you're all going to get that, right? Boy, it would be nice if it was that simple. Why do people react to life instead of creating it? Why do so many people become anxious and overwhelmed? Why do people allow fears to stop them? I often wonder why people can sometimes seemingly make decisions with great ease while others hem and haw all over them. And it really comes down to that they have not mastered one of the steps in this sequence. So let me take you through a simple exercise in your own life to illustrate this sequence in action for yourself. Here we go. I want you to look back at today, the last 12 hours, and write down what you have accomplished and everything you did, everything you achieved, things that actually happened. And I'll give you a moment to do this, and I'm going to take a sip of water here. If you're struggling with that, start with, I brushed my teeth. It's an accomplishment. That is a step in nurturing yourself. It's a process in self-care. And go from there. Great. Excellent. Now, look back over that list. And I know you didn't have a lot of time to create it, but I want you to make sure it's accurate in your mind's eye. What did you leave out that really was had a little bit more significance? And add that in. Even the simplest of action may have accomplished much. So looking at this list, I want you to think about all of the people you touched today, just by being you and doing what you do. How many smiles did you give out? How many I understands did you offer? How did you nurture them? how did you nurture yourself? How many, I understand, did you give to yourself? How many smiles did you give to you? And what lessons can you learn from this day? And what blessings were you given? When you do that, it's step one, looking back and feeling blessed. So if we just take today for an example, you have been given these things, and allowing yourself to be grateful for them and raising your vibration surrounding the things that you've learned and the things that you have been blessed for actually lets you go into the next step. So looking back is always necessary before you can look forward. And it may seem odd that this is the step one of this cycle, but remember, it is a cycle of rinse and repeat. I could have started anywhere in it, but I chose to start here. For beginnings have powerful effects, and I wanted to begin in a place this evening of gratitude, because when you step forward from that place, manifestation occurs with greater ease. So, for the sake of this exercise, in your mind's eye, I want you to go back and consider your morning. As you woke up, as you were making your coffee, as you were making your bed, how did you envision your day? Did you see the appointments that you had ahead in your mind's eye? What parts of projects did you think you wanted to achieve? How did you want to nurture yourself today? How did you want to nurture others? How did you keep those desires in your vision throughout this day? Did you have a calendar, a watch, a to-do list? That is step two, visioning what you desire and cementing it. So this morning, in your mind's eye, for the sake of this exercise, you were looking ahead at what you wanted to accomplish, and you were creating a path to make that happen for yourself. Step three is actually creating and taking action. How did you go about creating and taking that vision that you had this morning to achieve it throughout the day? Did you schedule things in a way that you had ample time to get them done? If you'd wanted that hour of exercise, did you set time aside to do it and the time to get to and from the gym? Or the time to put your sneakers on to go out and walk? And then, did you go do it? Did you make your business calls that needed to be made? Did you nurture your family by getting the marketing done or the laundry finished? Did you indeed follow the flow of what was in sight for your day and do these things regardless of the obstacles that were placed in your way? And yes, I know there were some obstacles. Heck, I had an obstacle with the scheduling of this call. But that's the creating and the taking action step, doing things regardless of the obstacles that come ahead. So go back to the list of what you did today, and can you see how this cycle worked? I know that some might say that counting your blessings sounds cliche, but it's truly not. Taking time to envision what you want is a necessary to take the next step, which is action. This is the cycle that can help manifest your dreams. Counting your blessings, envisioning what you want, and creating action. So why is it some people manifest their dreams and some people don't? I'll ask you a couple questions. Did you see taking that Zumba class today but didn't get to it? Did you see going for that walk but saying, oh, it's cold out or it's rainy out, and so you didn't? Did you not make the follow-up business calls that were necessary? See, this is what I know. Barring the emergencies of life, and those do happen, but barring those emergencies, the reasons why you didn't do things are just excuses. And I know that sounds harsh. But when you say, I didn't have time to yourself, or I didn't feel like it to yourself, or someone else needed me, and the things you wanted to do got pushed to the side, those things are excuses. And they stem from many things, really bad time management skills, or worse, they stem from fears, but they truly are excuses nonetheless. And what is happening, why these fears arise, is simply because the vision part is not strong enough. The vision that you create to manifest your desires has to have more power than, let's say, those pesky business calls that are not fun, so you don't do them. But actually doing those gives you power to manifest your dreams. They may allow you great opportunities beyond what you see, and by not doing them, they decrease your vibration, they decrease your energy, and they delay the manifestation of your vision. So whatever your excuses are, they need to have in some way, shape, and form a way to be overcome, and that happens with a big vision. And right now is a terrific time for it. It is the new year. It is a time of creating a new path for yourself, beginnings. As with any cycle, there are beginnings to them. So you can start here and now. I'm really excited about this year. I think it's going to be the best yet for myself, for the people that I work with, for my clients, for my family, because I'm envisioning really wonderful things happening beyond what my imagination can conceive. So let's vision your year ahead. What is it that you want to do? What is it you want to create? What do you want to achieve? It is the new year. It's a week into it, so I'm sure you've thought about that. So take a half a second here and write down three things that I bet right now are right off the top of your head. Write them down quickly. Great. At this time of year, there are lots of different ways to create a vision for achieving those things. Or something better. Because oftentimes we will have a vision in our but there can always be a hidden message in that vision. And we need to have a way to look at it on a daily basis, if not an hourly basis, so that fears don't get in our way. The vision has to be great. There are many ways to create this for yourself. And many people use vision boards at this time of the year. Some people call them dream maps. Some people call them vision seed maps. Some people call them manifestation boards. I like to call them soul coaching boards, soul coaching vision maps, because really it is about an inner journey to your deepest desires, creating the form from that deep desire in the shape of a vision board. And it's fun. It gets your creative juices flowing. And it really does help dramatically increase your ability to manifest these desires. Once completed, vision boards, if you will, become a visual to cement your desires in the physical world. So do not underestimate their abilities and their hidden messages. I firmly believe they are one of the best ways to cement your desires. I've been doing types of collages for years and have been teaching them for decades, and it never ceases to amaze me their impact. My personal ones, the ones of my clients, and the ones of people who participate in my workshops. The basic concept of a board is that setting your dream intentions in the visual and the actual, you ground them in the here and now, and you create them in present time. You create this potential interpretation, potent interpretation, not only of things, but of feelings you wish to achieve. Because it is all about the feelings. After all, it's not really going to the beach that's on that vision board for you and sitting there. It's the feeling you get when you're there. It's the feeling of the sand beneath your toes, of the salt air, and of smelling the sea. It's of having the warm sun kiss your face. It's the feeling that you want to have. And that's where there is power in these boards. Many people simply think that making a vision board is a way to manifest a thing. That's not how I teach them. I teach them to manifest the feeling, because you can achieve what's on that board or something better. Let me share an example with you. It was from one of the first quote-unquote workshops that I ever did way back when I was a resident assistant in college. It was supposed to be a fun-filled night of popcorn and giggles with the girls on my floor, the young ladies. And it was, but what I learned from it was priceless. See, this is what happened. Later in the semester after we did this, one of the girls had to withdraw from school, and she was devastated. She wanted to finish with her class. When I went into her room, we were talking, and her vision board was up on her bulletin board behind her. And as she was talking and I was looking at that, I just got this sense of peace for her. See, on her vision board, she had a picture of her grandmother. She had a certificate or diploma of sorts. She had a picture of nurturing moments with seniors. She was going into geriatric counseling. She had some pictures of friends on a beach, and as many college-aged women would have, she had a picture of a hunky guy. And it became crystal clear to me. See, her grandmother was supposed to continue to support her tuition, but she had become ill and had been put into a nursing home. Finances just weren't there for her to finish school. During this previous semester, she had taken a CNA class, a certified nursing assistance class. She was going to use it to make some extra money on weekends and during the summer as she pursued her master's degree. And what became crystal clear was that she had manifested her next step way earlier than she ever imagined. She left school. She got a job in not just any nursing home, but in the one her grandmother was a new resident in. She was not only able to help her grandmother, but she was involved in the day-to-day care of nurturing seniors. The nursing home was 15 miles from the beach, so she was able to get to the beach. And what we discovered a few years later was she had graduated from night school. She told me she was married, and I suppose to a hunky guy, and was working as an activities director for the same nursing home. See, it wasn't the diploma and the feeling of finishing with her class that she was after. It was the sense of nurturing something that was important to her, and that was geriatric care. It was that joy of spending time with her family. It was that feeling that came off of that board that allowed me to work with her and, console her and tell her things were going to be okay as a 21-year-old was looking at her future life. She got what she wanted. It was a lot earlier, and in the end, it was in a much better way for her. So collages work. They work because you manifest this feeling of your deepest desires, and you begin to express them on this board. And they also work because of science. Yes, I said that, science. See, without going into really deep detail, there's this part of your brain known as the reticular activating system, the RAS. And the long and the short of it is that you take what's important by seeing it, hearing it, feeling it, and place it into your subconscious in this part of your brain. So you reactivate that subconscious through your vision board. It becomes more impactful. Otherwise, it will just linger in your subconscious and get lost as day-to-day life goes forward. So the reactivating system, this piece of science that we've been investigating over time, allows the subconscious dreams and desires to come forward, to stay in vision for yourself. They work because you take the images that the RAS chooses and you put them on the board, telling your subconscious that, no, these things are important, and you reactivate that feeling of why they're important every time you look at it. Beyond that, vision boards have hidden meanings. And when you've looked at them as much as I have, I can see them quickly and easily. When you do them every month or every year, or you work with other people, you see that. And indeed, I've seen it along the way. I've begun to understand how those hidden messages can pop up. And in my soul coaching training, we're taught to look at those hidden messages to help in our coaching. So there are many ways to manifest your desires, but this is a crucial part to that process. And because of that, I want to share with you that I am offering a virtual workshop this weekend. And I'll take just 2 seconds, if you will, if you don't mind, to share that with you. It's this Saturday, January 11th. That's 1-11. The number 1 is a powerful number, so it is no coincidence that I chose that day. It is by design. And it runs from 2:30 until 5 from the comfort of your own home. It's going to be part webinar, so I'm going to give you some teaching and my expertise. It gives you some time for board creation. There's a Q&A involved in it, so any questions you have will get answered. And there's a piece about finding messages that will help you find the messages hidden in yours and for sharing. So that's this Saturday, the 11th, from 2:30 to 5. Why is a workshop simply better than making them on your own? There are lots of reasons. You can do this on your own, but doing it in a workshop gives the universe pause to think you are serious, and here's why. You create the intention of scheduling time for this, and you don't allow something else to interfere. You do it with others, and there is power of manifestation in groups. You create your own sacred space that's built with love and care. And again, this intention sends a signal to the universe that you are indeed ready to attract all the desires that you have. I'll be doing an overview of the vision board process. It's not just about putting images on a board. I'll empower you with a meditation. I'll be available for Q&A throughout your creation process. You go and create the board, you come back. If you want to share it and what you've learned, there'll be a time for sharing. And again, I'll go through some ways that you can discover some hidden messages. I'm offering this for $27. But you also have the option to upgrade to have a private interpretation session with me, one-on-one, later on, where I will show you your own hidden messages for manifestations. And beyond that, actions you can take from what your board is saying. So if this interests you, you can learn more about this by going to this webpage. It's www.soulwiseliving.leadpages.net/vision-board. soulwiseliving.leadpages.net. www.lifeandmoneyhealthcare.net/vision-board. So that's the workshop this weekend. But really, visioning is so very important in the process of creating and embracing your future. And there are many ways to do this. Vision boards are just one. You can use mind movies if you're technologically inclined. That's another great way to put the vision in form for yourself. There are a lot of people creating a word of the year that when you hear it, it sparks your vibration upward and it takes you forward into action. Using affirmations is a great way to cement what you want to achieve and more. But I want to give you a caution about visioning. The universe acts not randomly. It acts in a very organized fashion, and it will respond to your desire. So the creation of any vision, it is imperative that this is done with great intention, which is what vision tools do. It's the key to getting the desired outcome or something better to happen for you. And it's one of the reasons that I'm passionate about doing this workshop, to give you the opportunity to create the time, space, and give you my expertise that is critical to doing this process exceptionally well. So let's talk about cementing that vision. Collages are great because when you look at them with intent, it lends to when you look at them after you've created them, it lends to action and the creation and manifestation of your dreams. You put them in a sacred space. You can put them on your computer as screensavers. I even have a client who took several pictures of hers and made copies of them and put those pictures everywhere. She knew what actions she had to take from them, and it just reminded her. She even put one of these pictures in her car. So you can do this with other vision tools, and with any vision tool that you choose, the affirmations, the word of the year, mind movie can go on your smartphone, all of those sorts of things. You can be a little bit creative about how those things will appear in your life, but they do need to appear. Because here's what happens. You might have this great vision for your year, but let's face it, everybody has made the resolution one year or another in their life that they are going to lose that pesky 5 to 10 pounds or more. And by February, March, April, how many people have stayed in that place of resolve? Not as many as those who have created that resolve. And this is why. I don't believe that people chunk things down into manageable bites. If you look at a big vision board for the year, it may seem a little overwhelming. It may seem, how am I going to get this vision? How am I going to manifest this dream this year? Well, what I did this year is I've already done my vision board, and I got a couple secret messages from it. And so I backtracked and I said, that's the message that I have. It wants to be done and achieved by March. So I created a mini board for that one particular thing that I wanted manifested for the next 2 months. And within that, it showed me really the action steps that I needed to take. It seems much more manageable to me when I go to that kind of step. Think about it. If you need to lose way more than 5 to 10 pounds, if you're looking at losing 50 pounds, that sounds daunting. It's easier to chunk that down into a manageable piece of 5 pounds at a time. It's the same idea with big manifesting dreams. So that takes us to the next step in this cycle, which is the creation and take action step. And the example I want to share with you to illustrate this is from a board I did about 12 years ago. See, I wanted to go to that beach. I wanted the feeling of that beach in my life. And I knew funds were really tight. I had just bought a townhouse. Not only were funds tight for me, my time was not available. I was my mom's caretaker. So I had no time to myself. Obviously, that's one of the reasons that I wanted to have that relaxation feeling a beach gives you. I put it on my board, but I wasn't so sure. I thought it was far-fetched. So I didn't take any action on it. Well, it so happens it was on my board, and at the end of the year, a week before Christmas, I was actually gifted a trip to the Caribbean. And it so happened that it was at the same time my sister was going to be in town and she could care for my mom. So it manifested itself without any action. But here's the illustration I want you to get. I went on this trip and I was like, I'm going to do this next year, come heck or high water. So the next year I did one better. I put another trip on the board, and I knew I was going to have to take action, so I started chunking it down. I set a budget, created cash flow, decided to put monies away for it. I decided to put my sister on standby for a specific time of the year. Then I registered for a travel newsletter, and I started saying, okay, where do I want to go? I hemmed it down to two different places, and within 6 months, one of those places was in a location that a friend of ours had a timeshare, and he offered his week to us. Unfortunately, my mom had passed, so my time was my own again. So the time and the place, and because I had been budgeting, the monies were all there, and off we went. But it gets even better. Because this was a feeling that I really wanted to have, this or something better, we didn't go down for 1 week. We went down for 12 days to Mexico, and we came back owning a timeshare there. So each time I looked at my vision board over that year, the feeling of relaxation, the feeling of what I wanted from that vacation overcame me. And I can state with clear clarity that this or something better would be a part of my life this year or more, and it was. So it illustrates that creating and taking action is really important in a cycle of manifesting your dreams. So I want to ask you, what stops us from taking action like this? Well, it boils down to one thing in my mind. And that is fear. And I define fear as this. It is forever evading abundant rewards. It's an acronym. Forever evading abundant rewards. And as a mentor of mine says, that's a writer-downer. You know, if we don't nurture ourselves, it's because of fear. If we don't nurture our relationships, it's because of fear. If we don't nurture our businesses, it's because of fear. If we don't nurture, fill in the blank, it's because of fear. Taking action requires maintaining our courage in those pesky moments of self-doubt. And when our visions that we've manifested and we've dreamt are big enough, when they are created from our soul's desires and we hear the whispers, sometimes they even bring tears to our eyes, we will step forward with conviction and courage. And vision tools will help us step forward in courage to take the necessary actions forward. And by chunking them down into bite-sized pieces, they are not so overwhelming. At that point, we've taken the steps, and then we can look back at these actions that we've created and the successes that have come from them, or even just the steps to success that they have given us. And this leads to powerful growth and manifestation. Yes, all three steps are critical, but I end here at the beginning, at that point of congratulating you for a job well done. It's not always easy. We've been conditioned by our families, by our communities, to not congratulate ourselves. It's not humble to do that. It's not easy. But when we do it, and we do it with humility, the universe knows it, and it wants us to have what we desire or something better. That's why I believe looking back at our successes and counting our blessings, not at the year's end, not at the end of a month's cycle, not even at the end of the week, but daily. When you go to bed, when you put your head on the pillow, when you count what your successes are and your blessings, things happen. Counting blessings as an outcome of your successes will help you achieve anything and all that you desire. When we talk about counting our blessings, it is an act that is done with humility. And the universe recognizes this and will bring abundance to us because of it. So this cycle continues, the cycle of celebrating your successes, counting your blessings, that leads to visioning and cementing your desires. And this leads to action that brings your desires to fruition, which, you guessed it, brings you to celebrating those successes and counting more blessings. The world works in cycles. The universe acts in cycles. That's why the new year can be so profound. It's the beginning of a cycle. Or is it? I'll let you think on that. In the meantime, if you want to join me this week for my 2014 Dream Board Workshop, then go and look at the registration page at www.soulwiseliving.leadpages.net/vision-board. soulwiseliving.leadpages.net/vision/board. I'd love to support you in creating your vision and empowering your life. And I'll be there helping you create sacred space, answering questions along the way, both before you start creating, during the creation process, and afterward, and help you discover some of the secret messages of your board like you've never seen before. Manifesting your deepest desires is a process. Again, oddly enough, it starts with counting your blessings, and you can do that tonight. I'm counting mine that you're here with me this evening, and when I stop the recording to let you know, I'll be available for any questions regarding what I've talked about, your own desires to manifest an amazing 2014 for yourself, and more. So thank you for being here, and I do wish you all a fantabulous 2014. And beyond, for all the happiness and joy you deserve and more. And for now, I'm Laura Clark, your Soul Wise Living Mentor. Keep smiling.